It's Tuesday and time to read from your comments. We talked last week about the controversy over homeless hotspots, a marketing stunt that paid homeless people to carry Wi-Fi cards during the South by Southwest conference in Austin, Texas. Many of you emailed to applaud the idea, including Melissa Shanley. I'm a liberal San Francisco native, so I'm a veteran at getting outraged about poverty and privilege. However, from the start, I have not understood the outrage about this issue. The more I think about it, this company's idea is incredibly creative. We have homeless here who sell newspapers they often contribute to, and it's been a great way for them to give themselves some help, a voice, and interaction with the public, which normally avoids them. I was averse to it at the beginning, too, but now I understand the small power of it. I think the homeless will be helped by our open-mindedness and not a knee-jerk reaction to it. But Michael Friedland disagreed. This looks to me like some marketing person's idea of thinking outside the box and is way too far outside. It makes the people carrying those cards into circus animals and is very undignified. We also talked with former Missouri State Senator Jeff Smith, who served a year in a federal prison for obstruction of justice, who offered tips to former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich as he began to serve his sentence in Colorado. We asked to hear from those of you who also did time in minimum security. Mark, who did not mention where he was writing from, wrote, "In my experience, white-collar prisoners have a much harder time adjusting to their new circumstances because most of the time, they don't believe they did anything wrong. He will be behind razor wire with people who can hurt him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Keep your head down, choose your friends wisely. He will be going through what he will come to know as the worst years of his life, but so will his wife and kids. He won't recognize it, but he will slowly become institutionalized. The people who run these places are quite effective at conditioning their prisoners into being non-assertive, passive, and humble human beings. On the other hand, his wife will now have to become more assertive, more aggressive, and more determined in order to run her family and to survive. Each takes on changes to survive. Recognize and acknowledge the change." And finally, we discussed earworms, those pesky songs or melodies that get stuck in your head and just won't get out. Ian Mickelson wrote with some advice from Portland, Oregon, about how to shake those songs out of your head. "I have a friend that once told me you need to find the complete lyrics to the song that's stuck in your head, then sing it all the way through. By singing the whole song, your mind is able to complete the loop and is no longer stuck in one groove. This has worked for me when I take the time." As always, if you have questions, comments, or corrections for us, email us, talk@npr.org. Tomorrow, political junkie Ken Rudin and Brian Lamb, who's leaving C-SPAN. I'm Neil Conan. This is NPR News.